Nimule Town resident Agnes Jua Ameleto says some individuals are leasing land without going through the proper channels. She says gas stations within residential areas pose a risk of accidental fire outbreaks.
As a concerned member of the community, we are looking at the danger in case of the outbreak of the fuel in the community. You find that this may destroy all the community. Secondly, when the parents are also giving this land for this construction, has not done a consultation with the other members of the society. We, the community members, are supposed to sit down and to see how far we are supposed to allocate this petrol station so that it may not affect the society.
Mogabi Zakaria, another community leader in Nimule, says the state authority should enforce regulations to regulate the operations of gas companies in the area.
They should come and regulate the installment of this station, because they are the right people who could come and even discuss with the foreign investors. So they have the policies. What is the policy saying?
Magwi County Director of Civil Defense Affairs, Second Lieutenant Olua Joseph Achiru, says gas station owners in Nimule have not come to his office for advisory consultations.
Nimule is not demarcated and the land is being owned by the owners. So now you may find that the owner of the land will make an agreement with the company who are constructing the petrol station of land leasing, and at times they normally sell the land. But otherwise, it's very important, it's me to recommend. After when they are coming to my office for the approval, I have no power to stop them from all doing that.
There are over 15 gas stations operating in Nimule. Prices of petrol and diesel remain higher due to hyperinflation across South Sudan. Nimule Town Clerk David Eriga says his office has issued orders banning the constructions of more gas stations within the residential areas.
I've already made a local order. That local order states that there is no any new petrol stations or gas station that will be constructed again. No one will do that one. Even a number of people came, but I've stopped them because the local order is enforced. Secondly, we found that these people are already lancist, and now we are following them up, and the period for the lancist is over, and soon we're going to start new lancist. And for those who have not improved their fire safety system and so on, we are going to close those petrol stations.
Eriga says he has formed a committee to investigate and shut down any illegal gas station operating within residential areas. Eriga says plans are underway to demarcate the cosmopolitan town of Nimule.
We are going to engage ourselves in the town planning system, which will start with the surveying system as soon as available, because a town like Nimule is a fast growing town, and the World Bank is now struggling to put Nimule Town in urban settings, and they've also contracted a constructor, a South African, to make assessment, and this assessment is now ongoing. As such, sooner or later we're going to impact on surveying.
In March of this year, Central Equatoria authorities closed 15 petrol stations operating in residential areas. Last year, the National Fire Brigade and a Bureau of Standard formed a joint committee to look into petrol stations located adjacent to residential areas. For VOA News, I am Adrama James reporting from Nimule Town, Eastern Equatoria State.